Palestinians have been killed as they tried to reach very limited relief supplies. Officials with the defense contractor Palantir are reporting a surge in earnings. NPR's Bobby Allen reports the company's AI-driven software has won hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts with the Trump administration.
Palantir told its shareholders that its stock price has surged more than 500% in the past year, and U.S. government contracts are driving it. The Trump administration has tapped the company's advanced AI software to track deportations, crunch data at the IRS, and help the Pentagon with overseas surveillance and drone operations. In all, an estimated $300 million in new or expanded contracts have been extended to Palantir since January. As Palantir's government business grows, critics say the so-called spy tech firm is receiving preferential treatment in the White House. Some former employees say its business with the Trump administration violates the company's own commitments to civil liberties. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Today is the annual Dolly Parton Day in Nashville, Tennessee. And this year, the Guinness Book of World Records has declared the country music star an official icon. It points to Dolly Parton's numerous hits over a career spanning more than 60 years. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.